day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Oh, I just looked up. There's the name, Aaron McLeod. I hope Aaron's heard that previous call or some of it anyway. Now, Aaron McLeod, spokesman for the Crime and Justice Action Group, or known as CJAG, CJAG here in Cairns. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, John.
Just talking about these challenges we've got in front of us here. Paul Drabble, I thought spoke very powerfully. Did you hear what he had to say, or some of it?
Yes, John, I did. And, you know, I can hear the passion in his voice, and, you know, it's fantastic to see so much passion in people in the community that wanting to do good, wanting to bring some safety and livability back into the community. And it seems quite clear that Paul's very passionate about that, which is a credit to him. So that's fantastic. It's great to hear, John.
Well, you represent a significant number of people out there who feel the same way. They just want something done to give them a break from this ongoing, well, juvenile crime.
Yes, that's right, John. Yes, we do have quite a lot of people that are coming in to inquire about what we're doing and the way that we're doing it. Our approach, of course, is certainly peaceful, non-violent, and we certainly don't get involved in what would traditionally be a police or a professional security service. We don't get into that at that level. But we certainly think strategically, and we're focused on policies, and we're focused on bringing specific solutions, John, into the bureaucratic system, into families and community, and also, of course, directly into political representation to create the necessary changes, John, on the floor of Parliament, as we've done just recently with the recent parliamentary inquiry and influencing the amendments to the youth justice legislation around bringing parents and parent accountability into the courtroom.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that's going to, obviously it's not going to be all the answers we need, but that's probably a step in the right direction. How are you travelling with that?
Well, certainly the parent supervision and the presumption against bail, it's actually having a positive effect. You might have noticed, as you do, John, monitoring the media and monitoring reports about this youth offending, you'll notice that there's more youth being reported as being denied bail.
Yes.
In their cases, you would have seen a pick up in that.
Yes.
Statistics from Queensland Police indicate that there has been a reduction in this type of offending in recent times, and we're encouraged by that. But unfortunately, because of the conflicts of interest between the federal government and the state government, and of course the various conflicts that exist between government departments, child safety, youth justice, attorney general, we're still going to see a continuation of this type of behaviour, this dangerous behaviour from youth on the street, John, because government just cannot handle the nuances, cannot handle the behaviours and the cultural issues that are now being developed in this young community, particularly using social media platforms to be heroes and to be to be the next Sylvester Stallone, effectively, in our community.
Oh, this soft glove approach, seriously, it's just going to worsen it. Now we've got these geniuses in Brisbane saying, oh, well, no, the age of responsibility. Children, 11, 12, they don't know right from wrong, so they're trying to lift the age of responsibility from 10 to 14. This is going to make it immeasurably worse. I mean, police won't even be able to talk to these kids.
Yeah, that's right, John. That's a serious concern, and you know, we encourage the community to come on board with our organisation urgently, because we need to push back pretty hard against this. Unfortunately, the Labor Party passed at their conference the other day a positive resolution to that effect. They want the age to be lifted to 14. Mm. You would have seen the Attorney General come out pretty quickly and rebuke that, saying that that's not government policy, it is just party policy. But effectively, the progressive movement in the Labor Party is very strong these days, John. And at the next election, if there's a change of green votes in Brisbane down in that southeast corner, then you'll see that policy will creep into mainstream, and we'll have an increase to 14, John. Yeah,
exactly. Look, Aaron, I've got to move on, but can I just ask you once again to put the word out there, if people are listening to this and they want to be part of a movement to deliver a safer community, how can they contact you and your group?
Well, they can go to our website there, John, at cjag.org.au. And our contact details are there. We encourage people to just leave their supporter details. It's free there, John, for people to register. There is a membership option for people for $10 if they want to join as a member and have some voting rights.
Yep.
But simply just join there, John, as a supporter, and one of our volunteers and members will get in contact, and we'll arrange some meetings and events and programs for people if they want to get involved.
Yeah. Good on you, Aaron. You're to be congratulated. That's Aaron McLeod. He's the spokesman of the Crime and Justice Action Group, or CJAG, cjag.org.au. If you want to be part of a group of people who will be able to ultimately, we hope, deliver a safer community for all of us, please get onto that site, cjag, cjag.org.au.